Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I have no idea what this song is. There it is. All right. That's John Mellencamp. I recognize that voice anywhere. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom. And he's the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, co-author of FDR Goes to War, Empire Builders, also The Myth of the Robber Baron. These two books, these last two I just mentioned, the first two we knew about, are still important books that people are reading and talking about. Bert, thanks again for being here. Bert is a professor of history at Hillsdale College, which is a pretty darn unique institution. Bert, tell us about it.
It is, Jim, because it takes no federal aid.
Zero.
And that takes no state aid, in fact, from the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And we just have great students who want to come here to learn, and we don't have the federal government interfering with our lives. And as I say, we require the Constitution, a course on the Constitution.
Wow.
Very few instances.
So your students would pass these men on the street questions, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would. If we had Jesse Waters and the old Jay Leno, that sort
right.
of thing, our students would be just the ones you would need for that. But we're also the first or second institution in the nation to be integrated. Hillsdale was founded in 1844, and we're co-ed and integrated, so that the race issue, at least at Hillsdale College, has not been the same as it has played out elsewhere, because we always recruited black and white students.
So there's no government aid to students either, folks, but they found a way, if people want to go to Hillsdale and they qualify, they don't have the money, you guys have found a way to get them in there, haven't you?
Right, right. Although, of course, we have scholarship,
right.
But we will take if you're a good student, we'll take you. You want to learn, we want to take you.
Is there ROTC at Hillsdale?
No, we actually don't. Although interestingly enough, we have quite a few veterans on campus.
Yeah, yeah. So Hillsdale.edu, ladies and gentlemen, check that out. It's a great, great university there in Michigan. So Bert, what are some of the last thing when you think about America today, 2015,
yes.
And you think about where we are, and where we're headed. What do you think?
Well,
if you were looking at this picture that Franklin was looking at, where the sun is on the horizon,
yes.
Remember what he said?
So he said, "Yes, I can't tell whether the liberty is rising or setting
until the end." And then he said. He said, "Now I think it's rising."
Yeah, now I think it's rising.
What do you think he'd be saying today?
I think it's hard to tell, but it's up to us. It still is a decision that's in our hands. And we could either retain the liberty that the founders gave us, or we can throw it away by centralizing power in the
yep.
executive. And inevitably, when you centralize power, one thing the founders recognized that our generation has lost some memory of is that when you centralize power, it's inevitable that it is abused,
mm-hmm.
usually sooner rather than later. So that the idea that you're going to centralize power to get good things done is something that never happens historically.
Mm-hmm.
You centralize power, and pretty soon it's a tyranny. And the founders recognized that. They knew human nature.
When we look back 20 years from now on the Obama administration's 8 years, What do you think will be the evaluation by historians?
Well, but it was a very bad time. Now, the question in both foreign policy and domestic policy, there was almost no economic growth. There was the loss of liberty. Now, we had this happen in the 70s also, but it was followed by a great burst of economic energy and tax cuts. The tax rate when Reagan got in
mm-hmm.
on wealthy people was 70%, but it was 28% by the end of his administration on the top income.
Right.
we had a tremendous flourishing of individualism.
But in terms of the overall overarching thing, not any one thing in particular. Right. I think the Obama administration will look aberrant compared to the other administrations.
It depends on what follows.
That's true. But in terms of the ones previously, I think the Obama administration will look aberrant. What do you think?
Okay.
You see my point?
Maybe, except George W. Bush had a stimulus package.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about in terms of the overall sense of America, the overall countenance of America.
Okay.
I just think it's...
You may be right. And
yeah. But you're the historian. We'll see. We'll come back to you in 20 years and see what you say, Bert. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. BertFolsom.com, folks. Check out his website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blysingame. Happy Independence Day, America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.